the Trellens Immersion 19 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Jeffrey Ma, today's keynote in the studio lounge. How are you, sir?
Good, I'm good.
Good. How'd the talk go this morning?
I think it went well.
Yeah?
I think it went well. You know, it was a little bit of a quiet crowd. You know, I can always tell by my jokes whether they like my jokes or not. You know,
and so that's
like
the, that's the
yeah. So yeah. Either my jokes are bad or they're quiet, but they're good.
But good deal. So you were talking about today the harnessing the power of analytics to improve your business. Do you want to give a quick overview for those who didn't quite
Yeah, I mean, I talk about analytics specifically around how it can apply to business, but all through the lens of sort of more like gambling and blackjack and sports kind of analogies.
Okay.
There may be two arcs to the speech, and the beginning is really about why we need to be data-driven, because essentially we are human beings who are subject to these emotional cognitive biases, and the only way to overcome those is to be data-driven, because otherwise, you know, you make emotional decisions,
right.
You fall for things that all humans do. And then the second part of it is really just talking a little bit about what that means and how to implement that in, you know, a business.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the data keeps us in an objective state of mind to where we're just dealing with the facts, correct?
Yeah. It just gives some discipline and some framework around it, because if you don't have that, you're going to fall for a lot of the cognitive biases that we have.
Mm-hmm. So what are a couple of takeaways from your talk here that that credit unions can take back to their office Monday morning and go, hey,
I think really kind of assessing sort of like what data that they have that may be unique, that may allow them to have an advantage over others, or may help them create better products for their customers. So sort of in a inventory of that data. If they don't feel like they're strong there, they need to invest in actually building out the infrastructure to collect that data or to process or to analyze that data. And then to start theorizing or hypothesizing some questions that they want to ask of the data, or some, you know, products that they want to build off the data,
right.
And then start thinking through prototyping those.
It sounds like the data gives us a more accurate picture, some clarity on what we need to do in the future. So it's like,
yeah, I mean, the idea, and this is like similar to blackjack, right, is that the past tells you about the future, right? That's why blackjack is beatable, because it's subject to something called conditional probability, meaning what you see impacts what you're going to see, which is different than other, you know, casino games. And so I think ultimately that's the biggest lesson that blackjack will teach you, is the past will help you with the future.
Right.
And so hopefully that's true in your business also.
All right, very cool. Let's step back a little bit, because you were the senior director of business.
Actually, I was VP of data science and analytics.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
At Twitter. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that experience, and then how it's kind of, speaking of history, how it's kind of...
Twitter's an amazing company, amazing product, amazing phenomenon in the world. But we produced a ton of data, and we actually had to use that data to answer very important questions, like what's happening with the Russia, you know, interference in our elections, or generally what is happening with people trying to spread misinformation on our platform. Like, there's all sorts of like very challenging questions that only data, and only like this, you know, Twitter produced like 15 to 20 terabytes of data a day, and it was just a ton of information that needed to be processed, but there was a ton of insights that could be in that data.
Yeah, definitely. So data analytics is, I don't want to say it's relatively new to credit unions, because credit unions have always had the data. We're just now kind of like, all right, hey, we're prioritizing the good data from the bad data, and you know what we need to use, what we don't need to use. What's your advice to credit unions out there who are just kind of getting started in this world? Because sometimes it can be daunting to get started, but
yeah,
what's your advice?
I mean, I think it's just peeling off small pieces of the pie that you want to answer, and like being very hypothesis-driven, you know, coming up with like questions that you want answered and going after that, versus like worrying about like reinventing and boiling the ocean. And and again, like starting from the beginning and investing in the infrastructure around data, I think is important. And I think one of the things that credit unions will struggle with will be the whole idea of privacy and information sharing, and really just having sort of this ethos around making sure that whatever they do is good for the customer, provides value to the customer. I think as long as they live with that ethos, they'll be fine.
Okay, good stuff. I think it's a great message to end on.
Okay.
Jeffrey, before I let you go, where can we find out more about you? Is there a website, or where can we go to find out where you're going to be, what you're doing, that type of stuff.
I have a website, but these days the best way is on Twitter. Okay. So just follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Ma.
All right. Good enough. All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate it.